Are you rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Hi, friend.
And that's why this episode is called Disheveled.
Are you sure we're rolling, Matt?
I hit the record button this time, you guys. I know it's been a while, but okay, I'm back.
That happens. I've done that before, especially I did it with a big guest lately, and it was such a good intro. And then I look over to check, make sure we're still going. I never started it.
Did you redo it then?
Yeah, it was embarrassing too.
You pause and be like, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't push the button.
I never started that.
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt my heart.
Was the second one just as good?
No.
Oh,
no, it really wasn't, honestly. Sad. But this episode's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even though we're a little disheveled, we're coming at you very raw and real.
Look at me.
This is Look at me. Not a smidge of makeup, maybe a little dirt.
On your face right here.
Actually?
Yeah.
I think it's good.
It's good.
So why are you so dirty, Morgan? I know, but our listeners might not know. They might.
You might not. So I'm getting married here in Minnesota, woo-hoo, September 27th. It's August 29th-ish right now. And it is crunch time on the farm. We are planting grass seed. We are raking. We are moving dirt. We are moving rocks. And it is a dirty job. My barn got delivered yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. Came in from the Amish. They didn't pull it in with a horse and buggy. It did come on a truck. Matt can include a picture.
No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, I really wanted a buggy to roll up. I thought that would have been cool.
How many horses do you think it would have taken to pull that? It's like basically it came in two pieces, right? Like half a barn. You'd need like a team of Clydesdales.
You would. 12 horse team, I think.
By 60 building, 6x6 timbers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I'm a little disheveled, and thank you for bearing with me.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just the end of the work week, and here we are. Yeah, I feel like our people know us well enough to know Amy's just a little bit of a mess all the time.
No, you're not.
We've been busy, folks. As somebody commented, I know that you miss us and we have lives and you wanted to hear our stories. So we thought we'd jump on with Morgan since she's in town, give you something good.
Yep.
And through the month of September, maybe a little spotty. I think we have a couple episodes that we could crank out, but I leave for 10 days to Montana.
Yeah.
And then we got a wedding here. So
it's going to be
an interesting ride, but then October. The wedding's done.
Consistent.
And my project management
spooky
duties
season
aren't done.
Yeah, you guys will hit it with a spooky up. Maybe you start prepping the people. If you guys, do you like spooky?
I love spooky.
Okay, there you go.
We still need to do our psychic dinner that I've wanted to do forever.
Oh my God, that sounds incredible.
Yeah.
I should do that around the holidays. The holidays get a little weird. Let's schedule it then.
Just increase the weirdness. Mm-hmm. Just embrace the weirdness.
Yeah.
Well, let's make some more drama
Please,
happen.
Please, ghost, provide me strength. Okay, I'm ready.
Funny.
Well, since we're all a little messy, am I the asshole for purposefully looking messy and unkempt to piss off my husband? As of lately, I've been working from home, and as a result, I don't wear makeup or do my hair, and I just chill around in my PJs all day. My husband is also working from home, and he likes to dress up how he would if he was actually going to work. I, however, find that shit pointless. Recently, he's been complaining about my lack of effort and keeps suggesting that I wear makeup and dress up and do my hair and stop looking messy all of the time. This comment was uncalled for and rude, specifically since he said it in a very "I'm not attracted to you anymore" tone. So as a result, I started putting even less effort and looking messier on purpose. I still obviously do basic hygiene like take a shower, brush my teeth, etc., but I don't wear makeup and I don't dress up, and he continues to throw hints like buy me a new dress as a gift. Am I the asshole for not wanting to do my makeup and dress up to sit at home and do nothing?
I have really mixed feelings about
this. I know, I do too.
Like my brain is going in 10 different directions.
Where do you lean?
I don't know. Well, let me talk it out and then I'll let me see if okay. I lean in a certain way, because I totally understand the whole, if I'm working from home and nobody's seeing me and I'm just doing my work, I want to be comfortable. I really don't see the point of maybe putting makeup on every day. Sometimes makeup can be expensive. But then I also am like, well, a lot of times if I actually do put myself together, I feel better. I feel more productive, right? I can see her annoyance of him being like, hey, you're just a mess. You're just a mess. And me, because there's been a situation in the past where somebody's called me out for something and I was like, oh, you think I am this way? Well, let me show you messy. You don't even know the meaning of messy. I'm so offended that you think I'm messy that I will show you what messy is.
I'll double down.
I will double down on that. But then that also feels a little bit like self-sabotage. Like, why would you kind of do that to yourself in your relationship with your partner, where you really should be like nurturing that relationship? I mean, I would hope or think that you'd want that relationship to go really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, intimacy wise, whatnot, probably better just to have a conversation about how his comments made you feel. I mean, that's probably more the mature thing to do. But sometimes I'm not super mature. So sometimes I could see the whole double down for a little while.
Just a little spite.
I mean, she did get a new dress out of the deal.
Sounds like a pretty good deal. Do you have strong feelings one way or another?
Nobody holds a grudge like Amy. Don't piss her off.
In the best way. And it's all, I don't know. I don't hold grudges undeserved.
No, I don't really care what this lady does. I think it's silly. Wouldn't you just ask your husband like, hey, why do you feel the need that I need to dress up or have makeup on? We're not doing anything. Like, what are you missing? And then maybe you should just like dress up into the nines or, you know, put some, you know, walk around the house in like some lingerie or something. Maybe that's what he's trying to tell you. I'm not sure, but something is amiss. Like, and I will say, maybe the husband maybe has some feelings, but do you ever like get dressed up and just feel good, look good, feel good kind of deal? Maybe he has like some really strong opinions about, I dress up because it makes me feel good. And you're kind of frumpy looking and I don't like that.
Which I will say, like, I think their communication here just sucks. Like the passive aggressiveness, as you said, like this should be a relationship that you do really care about and want to communicate through. And hey, when you're telling me I look unkempt, it makes me feel bad. Like I'm just working from home, blah, 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 blah. Like, let's plan a date night and I'll get really dressed up for that and let's go out. But I'm working from home. Like, I'm not going to go crazy. If it makes you feel productive and good, you should keep doing that. But I just saw something today and it's a stat that we are so bad at predicting what other people think. So when she's like, oh, he's telling me I'm messy. He's telling me I'm unkempt. He's basically saying he's not attracted to me. I feel like that's not maybe necessarily fair. And that stat blew my mind. I'm like, we only can predict other people's thoughts and feelings accurately, only 20%.
Well, it's like the liking gap. You always right?
That's like one of our OG
people
things.
Always like you more than you think they do.
So I don't know. Also, two people both working from home, they're probably just at it with each other. Like they're just like at it.
Need a little space.
Yeah. So maybe it's like, hey, one day I'm gonna go work at a local coffee shop, and then the other day you're gonna go work at a local coffee shop. So you're not in the house constantly together 24/7, because I love Justin, but if we're together nonstop all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year, like we'd go crazy. So take some space, get up, go get ready, go to a coffee shop. And
or perhaps a better idea for him, like if we could reverse time and go back in time, if I were give him advice, instead of being like, hey, you're a little messy, why not invite her on a date, on a little day date to the coffee shop to both work from home from the coffee shop?
I love that.
Right? Like, I don't know if that's possible. Maybe they've got like 5 million screens and they've got, you know,
never
things
know.
Where they can't leave. But
I have laptops.
Yeah. Like, it's got to be possible.
Something.
And then
go to the library. They got computers.
You would think that, you know, if for me, I'd be like, okay, I'm going out in public. I've got a reason to put myself together a little bit.
No, I mean, I'm the same way as her. I work from home every day. A lot of times I sit on my couch all day in my pajamas, and then like right before Justin gets home, I'll shower and change. So like, I'm like, okay, I wasn't in my pajamas for the past 24 hours to yeah. make myself feel a little better. But I get it. Like, why get ready if you don't have to? And she kept saying, no makeup. I don't wear any makeup. I don't wear any makeup.
It's super That's, easy to put makeup on. But it doesn't also, take any time.
You don't have
why
to.
Why wouldn't you just?
That's fine. You don't have to wear makeup. Like
95% of the time, I do not wear makeup to the clinic. 95% of the time.
Why? Why waste the mascara? Makeup's expensive.
My patients don't seem to care.
No, no one notices. If you literally put a picture of like a woman with makeup on, most people would be like, oh yeah, she's natural. It's like,
yeah,
no, that's not how it works. Nope. No,
this is it. This is it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have any makeup on either.
Yeah.
You've got a naked face also.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfection. So,
I don't know.
You don't need makeup.
They just need to get together. They need to communicate a little better and sort through this passive aggressiveness because it's not going to get them anywhere.
Overall vote, everyone sucks in this scenario.
Okay.
Dialing it to 11 is just a passive aggressive ploy. I get it. You don't have to wear makeup or dress up. I'm with you 100% on that. He's in the wrong for thinking that makeup or a dress is a necessity for being attractive as a woman. Mm-hmm. If he likes makeup so much, maybe he should wear it. Explain why the shift and maybe he'll understand the painting your face isn't pleasant. Maybe your skin feels healthier when you're uncovered. Maybe he doesn't understand that your work clothes are uncomfortable. Women don't typically have well-fitted suits like men do. I don't get the Barbie doll fantasy some people have about their partners.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good take. Hot take. Good take. Well said. Yeah. Well said, talk
and
comment.
Everything else it's the same.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I've got like a BB cream that's got like a light tint sunscreen in it I'll put on to make myself feel better if I have a Zoom call, but my poor team at Spotify, they see me when I'm absolutely wrecked. Wrecked. I cried on the call the other day. I'm like, my work calls? I'm like, these people, you're lucky if you get a kempt Morgan. Mm-hmm. Sorry, team. Love you. But whew.
Maybe that's where you're the most creative. You know, you don't have to worry about makeup.
But I haven't washed my hair for 3 days and it's full of dirt.
It adds volume. You know, really, honestly, it just adds a little volume.
I like did not bring a brush on this trip. So for the first week of being home, I didn't brush my hair.
Do you know that I have a very favorite brush in the world? And because it's my favorite, I bought like 10 of them.
What is it?
Because it's black. Bristles? And it's but it's like curved. So it like hugs your head as you brush your hair.
Wait. I stole one of those from the farm.
Oh, someone stole it from here then.
I literally stole one from the farm. Have you heard about the boar bristled brushes? No. Have you?
Like a pig? Like boar?
Like a
boar?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay. Like a pig brush.
They're like insane. You guys, if you're out there and you have a boar brush, please let me know. I keep seeing videos of like people being like,
what's good about it?
I don't know, but these people are like, it actually changed my hair.
Huh.
It genuinely makes my hair feel better. And they're so expensive. Go to the shopping tab on Google and like see how much they are. I think this one is like $140 for a brush. Like, that's insane.
This brush that I got is like $10.
Where are you getting this thing?
It's online somewhere. It's like Bath Pack or something like that.
Okay.
And it was actually given to me as a gift because it was her favorite brush. And then I gave it to... You know, maybe actually I gifted it to like your mom or somebody because then I really loved it. I really only like it brushes your hair, right? But I liked how it felt hugging your head as you brushed your hair.
What do they say?
A boar bristle brush, often mistakenly called a boar brush, is a hairbrush with stiff, closely packed bristles made from wild boar hair. It is used to distribute natural scalp oils for smoothing and shine, cleanse the scalp of dust and debris, and stimulate circulation rather than for detangling wet or knotted hair.
This is what I need. I should put this on my wedding registry.
There you go. Perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Now you know. Who would have thunk?
Did you also see that trend about what's the weirdest thing you've seen on a wedding registry?
Ooh, we're going to do a wedding episode, guys, next time.
It's
but
coming.
I do want to hear this. It's coming. That's going to be the next one.
Someone put a knight armor on theirs.
Like a suit of armor?
Uh-huh. And they actually got it off the registry. And then a second one showed up at their house. So now they have two.
Well, I mean,
they can duel.
There you go. I mean, what would you do with just one? Now you can have a sword fight.
You do need two for like one on either side of the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm all about symmetry.
Yeah. Do you have anything weird on your registry?
No. No, but I'm going to add this boar brush now. Yeah.
Good plan.
On to the next one.
All right. Here we go.
My 38 female husband, 44 male, left to take care of his sick ex-wife, 43 female. Do I ask for a divorce?
Ooh, this could be messy.
So first thoughts, even I've not read this story, but it reminds me of an article that I read today of Bruce Willis, his current wife and like Demi Moore and
yeah,
like they...
They're all kind of family
coming together.
Yeah, which is really nice.
All right. So my 38 female husband, 44 male, and I have been married for just over 2 years. Before our relationship, he was married to a woman named Lexi, 43 female. They met in their 20s and they were together for nearly a decade, including 7 years of marriage. During their time together, Lexi was diagnosed with cancer. He supported her throughout her entire journey until she eventually recovered. Not long after her recovery, she expressed a desire to explore life independently, which ultimately led to their divorce. Several months ago, Lexi reached out to him. The three of us had dinner together, and I found her to be warm, kind, and easy to talk to. Shortly after that evening, she asked to speak with him privately. During that conversation, she revealed that her cancer had returned. This time, the outlook was more serious, and she confided that she did not think she could go through her treatment on her own. My husband told me everything, and I supported his decision to be there for her. I even offered to help, but Lexi gently declined, saying she did not feel comfortable being that vulnerable around somebody she didn't know well. I respected her honesty, and I stepped back. As time went on, my husband became increasingly involved in her care and emotional well-being. At first, I tried not to even question it. I understood how much she was going through and how much their shared history meant. However, as the weeks passed, it became clear that something had shifted. His presence in our shared life began to fade, and I could feel the distance growing. 2 weeks ago, he sat down with me to have an open conversation. He assured me that nothing romantic or inappropriate had happened between them, but he also admitted that the level of support Lexi needed was not something that he could provide while also being a husband to someone else.
Oh, oh, sir.
He said he believed we should separate, at least for now, and that he would understand if I chose to move forward with a divorce. He left our home shortly afterward, and we've had very little contact ever since. I'm torn about what to do next.
What?
Part of me feels like I should ask for a divorce and start moving on. But another part of me wonders if I should wait and see how things develop here.
No.
No.
No, he already picked her. Like
He's made his choice.
He literally said, I can't be with you because I'm going to go support her. You're not second choice. He's married to you. And if he's not going to act like he's married to you, then change it.
Right. Like, and how are you really going to feel? Okay, let's say she passes from her cancer and then he comes back to you, right? Like, okay, now we can be together.
No.
It seems like he's already, even if nothing romantic has happened.
No, that's bullshit.
It's an emotional affair anyway.
It is. It totally is. And I'm, you know, on one hand, I'm really happy that this, you know, other woman has this support. But at the same time, I'm like, does she not have any other family? Are there no friends? Like, why is it her ex-husband? And it was such an interesting thing, right? Like, he supported her through her treatments. And then she's like, I want to live independently. So they got divorced. But it's just not adding up. It's like really not adding up for me. And I think bottom line, he has chosen her. He's completely disrespected you and your partnership. So no, it's done. He basically already initiated the divorce. And you're just going to sit around and wait?
Yeah.
Hope he comes back to you.
He's like, well, if you want a divorce.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like it's this pity out because he doesn't want to call it. But he wants OP too, our writer, to be like, well, yeah, I guess I do want a divorce. Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem like he wants to initiate it.
Sad. Like, this entire time that you were reading it from the get-go, I was like, oh, this is complicated. Oh, this is messy. Oh, this is like the level of stuff where if it were ever going to work, you need like a therapist to work with everybody to figure out boundaries and how to successfully navigate this.
Well, and it could have been a really nice like family unit. There's no mention of kids, so it doesn't sound like they co-parent or anything like that together. Right. So they're not super intertwined, but if this was innocent and she just needed support, she needed someone to drive her to appointments, like you can get help like from your ex's new wife in ways that aren't intimate and make you feel vulnerable and whatever. Like, hey, come over for dinner. Right. It'd be great if you could cook. Like,
yeah,
we're all going to be here. And it's like, I don't know. I'm really baffled. So I think honestly, as sad as it is, I feel like you were kind of just a placeholder. And you got to move on,
Matt.
Yeah. Sounds like he didn't want the divorce in the first place from the first lady. Yeah. And it just so happens that this, you know, the old lady got back in the picture and that was her chance super selfishly to take back what she had probably given up, maybe some regret behind those eyes. You know, and this was her opportunity. Sounds like she's dying.
What if she's not even sick? What if she's just like pulling a fast one? Oh God, that's terrible.
Faking cancer is probably going to send somebody to hell.
Yeah.
So
there's people out there that do it. There's just a new documentary that came out about this woman faking brain cancer and like starting a nutrition cult and taking advantage of all these other people looking to cure their cancer.
Oh no.
Horrible.
That's awful.
Literally just got the chills. Like people out there do this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like to make a buck.
Yeah. Awful.
So as far as the 38 female, the OP.
Yeah.
Get gone. You don't need to be somebody's second choice. And no. I don't care how much he tells you that there's nothing romantic or inappropriate happening. It's just kind of inappropriate in general to say, we're going to separate and I'm going to move in with my ex to take care of her. I don't know.
You're not throwing away your marriage for just nothing.
There's a lack of commitment there that makes me question of what would transpire down the line. Let's say, it was 6 months you guys separated, wife dies, you get back together. And then what does the rest of your future look like? Mm-hmm. Is there somebody else that's going to come along and he's like, this is a little bit more exciting for me. I'm going to bounce. Also, I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns with this dude.
Also, what if our OP, what if something happened to her right now? What if she got sick? Is he going to then dump Lexi and actually help OP? Like, you're his partner. He's not prioritizing you. He doesn't care about you.
That's what OP should do. Fake cancer.
Oh gosh.
To get him back. Huh?
No.
Is there an update or anything? What do the comments say on this one? Like, are they just bewildered as well?
He chose her. Don't be somebody's runner-up. Good call, Morgan. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very clear. Like, my jaw dropped on this one. Oh.
As much as it hurts, OP, hear this. She left him, and as soon as she called him back, he went. You deserve to be your partner's number one.
Yeah.
Always be the entree, not the side dish.
Oh. What's that big yellow box? Those are usually good.
It seems to me that he didn't want the divorce and is stepping back in as a partner.
You said that.
I love it when I'm right. It's one thing to help take care of an ex. My husband's ex-wife came to live with us and their kids when she was being treated for cancer. Was the one taking care of her primarily. Yeah. It felt like the right thing to do. But if my husband had come to me like yours did, peace, I'm out.
And see, and that's somebody like in a very similar situation then, right? Like it can work. It's like figuring out where things fall into place, but not the way they did it.
And if you're remarried, it's totally fine to go help your ex if they're sick. And that's the thing. Like, if you're remarried, it is so fine to help an ex if they're sick, but it then you include your new partner. Like, you're a team helping, not just you being a surrogate partner. It's a team. This is my partner now. I can help, but there's boundaries.
Yep.
Well, ultimately, what we can hope for is that
there's no update.
The ex recovers, leaves husband, and OP also walked away, and husband is left
learning his lesson
in the dust,
alone and sad for life.
Hey, maybe these two are each other's people, and OP goes on to bigger and better things. But
okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, OP. I know. That's a really shitty position.
You
to be
deserve
in.
Better. Like, so much better. And this is a big blow, but your person is out there.
Yeah, rough.
You know. Can I read the one I found for this theme?
Yeah. Do you want to do it now, or do you want to end it?
No, I'm ready for number three.
She's ready.
Put for me in the third three. Spot, coach.
Okay.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is coming actually from a subreddit I've never really been on. r/AITH. I usually go on AITAH. Yeah. Haven't been on this one. There's only 80K members on this one. So it's smaller.
I think I'm followed on this one.
Might be flying under the radar. Yeah, you are. That's how I found it, because I opened up your Reddit account.
Nice.
But I haven't been here yet.
Stay off of it. It's mine.
It's ours.
Okay, fine. So this one is 2 days old, titled, Am I the Asshole for Liking My Husband's Receptionist Selfies? I, 28 female, moved with my husband, Tony, 30 male, from a beautiful mountain city to what honestly feels like bumfuck nowhere in Illinois so he could take a promotion. He's always been very work-oriented, and that was something I admired about him when we first met. So I agreed to support him and move. After the move, I struggled. I have two toddlers, I'm socially awkward, and it's hard for me to meet new people. The only people I knew here were a younger couple, Lauren, 24 female, and Matt, 25 male, who moved with us because Matt works directly under my husband. Lauren and I were friendly, though not super close. One day, Lauren reached out because she thought I should know something. Apparently, Tony had set up a little lunch spot on the roof at work, a canopy, blanket, the whole thing. But instead of eating up there alone, like he had told me, he was up there every day with his 22 female receptionist, Becky.
That's suspicious.
Lauren even sent me Becky's Instagram so I could see for myself. That's when I noticed Tony not only followed her, but had gone through and liked all of her selfies. That stung. Because he'd completely left out that part about her joining him for lunch every day. On top of that, she's supposed to be answering his phones, not picnicking on the roof. So it felt fishy. Fishy enough for Matt to notice and for Lauren to feel like I should know. I decided not to be mad at Becky. For all I knew, she didn't even know I existed, which didn't feel impossible since when I once stopped by his work, some of his coworkers seemed shocked to learn he was even married. So it came up...
Red flag.
Huge. So I came up with an idea. If Tony is liking all of her selfies, then I'd go through and like those same exact posts. No comments, no follow requests, nothing else. Just the same likes. My thinking was that she would notice, click on my profile, and realize Tony has a wife and children. That way, if anything shady was going on, she'd know I was aware. If it was innocent, maybe she'd just think I was weird for checking her out. Either way, I knew she would tell Tony. Well, Tony blew up at me. He called saying I could cost him his job with drama. He insisted nothing inappropriate was happening and that I was overreacting. But to me, it felt backward. Actually sleeping with your receptionist would be what loses you your job, not your wife liking a couple of Instagram posts. Now he says I'm being dramatic, invasive, and unprofessional, and that I embarrassed him. But from my perspective, he lied by omission, downplayed his daily lunches with Becky, and made it seem like he was up there alone. So Reddit, am I the asshole for liking his receptionist's Instagram selfies?
It's called gaslighting, lady. Mm-hmm. He's gassing you up.
Ooh, pump the pedal.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying he is banging his 22-year-old receptionist, but he's banging his 22-year-old receptionist. Probably on the roof. When they picnic with blankets.
Under a canopy.
That's a date. That's not your work lunch. That's a date.
It's kind of weird having blankets and picnicking.
And how does nobody else that he works with think that it's weird and have, like, how has nobody else called that out?
That's unprofessional. That is unprofessional.
Yeah. I don't know.
What would you do? Like, what would you do if you found out Matt was having picnics with someone?
With the blanket under canopy and like just the two of them for lunch every day. I kind of liked her approach, to be quite honest. That's kind of smart. You know, let's get to the bottom of this, right? Like,
I mean, for the record, I used to work in a very small office. It was me and two other females. I ate off lunch with like my friend Sam every day.
But were you intimately picnicking on the roof with a view and a blankie?
Correct. No, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. This would be the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting in the office, eating a Subway or whatever you're going to do. That's fine. But, yeah. And then office drama. There should be no office drama because what would that other little girl have to be upset about just because of likes? There was no drama. Nothing was stirred up. Unless our friend wasn't honest with the 22-year-old and blew up and was like, holy hell.
You're married?
What's wrong with you?
You have kids?
Your wife's onto us. You're crazy. You better wrap this up so we can continue our charades. Boom.
Yeah.
Messy. That is messy.
That's very messy.
That's the kind of messy that, like, I don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. I'm like, ugh.
No, I'm with you. Top comment, not overreacting. It's a bad sign. Next one down. Yeah, that's super sketchy. Following and liking every selfie while hiding lunches is a major red flag. Totally understandable to be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. I also don't think it's like, it's not a crime for you to like your coworker's posts, mm-hmm. right? Generally, though, like, especially my male coworkers, I'm liking the posts that they're posting with their wives, right? Like, oh, it's so nice that they're celebrating their anniversary dinner or their, you know, birthdays or whatnot.
Selfies. You're not liking their thirst traps?
No. Oh. Well, my coworkers don't post thirst traps.
No. No.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I don't know. I think if you're, I don't know. I'm like, maybe even not romantically pursuing them. Like, I don't know. Matt could like a thirst trap that Ryan Miller posted.
Yeah.
And, you know, that wouldn't feel as bad, but I don't know.
That's like every single one. Like all the puzzle pieces have to fit together, right?
They do.
And in this instance, the picture is gaslighting.
100%. Yeah. So someone else says, super weird. He has a picnic on the roof every day with another woman. Then the defensiveness. I'd be contacting a lawyer personally and document everything with screenshots and his admittance when it happens. And then someone responds, yeah, OP needs to get screenshots of the IG post ASAP. OP responds, oh, I did.
She got
sunglasses
receipts.
Emoji.
She should probably sit down with the 22-year-old. Track her down and be like, hey, you banging my husband? What's going on here?
Well, we do get an update.
Let's hear it. Let's go.
Update. I just heard from Lauren and she has the deets from Matt on what happened after I did the liking. Apparently, Becky didn't see her Instagram until her lunch break while up on the roof with my husband, Tony. I don't know what her reaction to Tony was while on the roof, but she came back down acting pissy. She asked Matt, quote, "Did you know Tony has a wife?"
She didn't know.
To which Matt was honest about, because he didn't know there was a lie he was supposed to be keeping. He let her know that, yes, Tony is happily married, ha ha, with two kids. She did not like that answer. I assume she and Tony talked more after that, and it couldn't have been good if Tony came home concerned about losing his job. He's already slept with her.
100%.
100%.
And now she's going to be going to the boss.
This is confusing to me.
Saying he's taking advantage of her because he's like her boss, right?
Mm-hmm. She's really bad.
Young. She's 22. He's older. He's in a position that's above hers.
How is there nobody else up on the roof? How is it just those two?
How does he even have access to a roof?
If we had roof access for lunch, I would be eating lunch on the roof every day.
I think everyone would be.
Yeah.
It seems like he's probably breaking rules, opening a hatch, and it's not even a safe place to eat lunch.
Bah.
Well, and again, like he took this promotion, so he's the boss, basically, right? And so it's his call that, okay, it's he and his secretary going up there every day.
Yeah.
He's got the keys.
It's bad. There is a comment here, big yellow box. I think OP should be prepared for her husband to lose his job because working in a bumfuck little town, word is going to get around pretty damn fast about those rooftop lunches the new boss is having with his 22-year-old receptionist, especially since Becky is posting those lunches on her IG. No other updates yet, but there are some comments. I've called around and made appointments for consultations with all of the best lawyers around. The law around here is that he can't hire any lawyer who I've consulted with. I'll leave the 1- and 2-star lawyers for him to choose from.
She knows her stuff.
Okay, girl. Okay.
All right, Aim.
I'm passing. You want me to read this one?
Read the next one?
Yeah.
Wrap us up.
Wrap us up. See, you're the pinch hitter now.
Here we are.
You're coming in. You're the closer.
The closer. That's usually a pitcher.
Yeah.
I can do it.
You got it.
Here we go. Am I the asshole for refusing to split the alcohol costs at a bachelorette party even though I'm pregnant?
No.
So my friend had a bachelorette party. We rented out a cute Airbnb house with a hot tub by the lake. Everything was paid and organized by us, the party, as it was a surprise for the bride. We shared the Airbnb costs evenly, even though I am pregnant, so I didn't use the hot tub. We paid $500 extra just to use the hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We also each made one meal for the party and bought all things needed for the party and the barbecue, including alcohol. It was all on one receipt, so it was easier to divide earlier. Between the party, of course, the bride didn't pay a dime since it was her party. Since I am pregnant and I wasn't drinking, I bought my own alcohol-free wine. After the party, when we were splitting the bill for the groceries, decorations, etc., I said, I'm going to pay my share excluding alcohol since I haven't drank, and my friend said that we should split everything evenly and that I was the asshole for refusing to do so. I told them I paid extra for the house and the hot tub, and it was already like $80 extra for something I didn't even use. Mm-hmm. So I will not be paying for their alcohol. It wasn't much, but it still was like an extra $50. I didn't care about the money, but why should I pay for something I said in the beginning that I won't drink? So am I the asshole?
No, not at all. I think it's, you just have to say it up front. Like, hey, I'm not going to pay for alcohol for this, or I'm not going to put it into the pool for our rounds or whatever. I will buy the bachelorette or bachelor their drinks up front. Hey, I want to buy them 3 drinks. I'm going to buy them 4 drinks for one a day. I'm going to buy them a drink a day, and then I'm out on alcohol because I'm not drinking it.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair. Now, most bachelor parties, well, we don't have to worry about anybody being pregnant, but for the most part, we just throw in like $100 into a pool between 10 of us. And then when that first, you know, pool is gone, then we throw in another. And then that's just how we all pretty much stay on an even pace.
Yeah.
And then whatever is left over from, you know, either first pool, second pool, whatever it may be, that all then gets divvied up back. Minus bachelor, bachelorette. Nobody, yeah, they don't guys, pay.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is for me, like, I don't know. I think it's kind of crazy to not have the bride pay. Like for me, I just went on my bachelorette trip and it was a combined trip. So me and Justin, 18 of us total. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to put the burden on my friends to pay for my dinner and my drinks when they're already making such a big effort to come travel, pay for lodging. So I was the one like buying rounds of shots for people. I don't know. I think it's a super nice gesture if your friends want to do that for you, but I don't think it's something that should be expected. And I think for her with this, I don't think the asshole.
Matt has thoughts. That's he's just processing.
And I think for her, what are you doing?
I'm waiting my turn. If he's raise my...
Oh my God, that's really distracting.
I'll raise my hand if that's better. Okay,
yeah. I thought you were like telling me to shush.
It's my turn now.
And I think for her...
Matthew.
And I think for her, what she should have said is like, hey, I didn't drink at all. I'm not going to pay $50 for alcohol. I didn't have any. But hey, I'll chip in 10 to cover my portion of the bride's.
Sure, that
like,
would work.
That would work. But I wouldn't have paid for the hot tub. I would have been like, hey, you guys, I can't go in the hot tub. That's split amongst the people that are using it. I think, as you said, being up front could have helped maybe.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this also feels like a age related topic.
Situation,
it
like younger.
It feels like they're younger.
Did they mention ages? Now I'm curious.
Nope. No ages.
It feels a little bit younger to me.
But she is, she's pregnant, but I mean, you get pregnant at any age.
Yeah, I don't know. It does feel a little bit younger. And I feel like you are a little bit more established in your life as well.
I wasn't, like, I don't know. I have a hard time letting like people that are already doing.
But it's a part, they're throwing a party for the bachelorette.
Yeah.
Right. They're throwing the party in.
True.
We can do this if we need to, we can cut this if needed, but you and Justin threw yourselves a bachelor bachelorette party. And
cause I didn't want to burden anyone planning a party for us.
You made it destination. And so, there's some differences.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
What are your thoughts?
I agree with Morgan that I don't think it's unreasonable that she doesn't want to pay for everybody else's alcohol.
Well, of course not.
And I think that a good compromise would have been like, yeah, if the total was $50, all right, hey, let me chip in an extra 10. I'm feeling generous because I also paid for the hot tub that I can't use. Mm-hmm. And how many girls were with this? Like, wouldn't that equate to maybe $10 extra per person or less? Probably. There's probably more girls. Like, if it's only, like, if you're arguing over $50 and somebody has an issue and you're all friends, and you can't you just see her point of view and be like, oh, okay, I'll pay $5 extra because, yeah, I probably drank $5 more of alcohol because you had $0 of alcohol.
Yeah.
Right? There are some edits.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, like, I'd rather pay for the alcohol than the hot tub if the alcohol is cheaper. So just be like, hey, I'll cover the alcohol, actually. Yeah. But I really didn't use the hot tub. And you all knew I was pregnant. So
yeah.
Let's take that off my bill.
Right. So here's the edit. She has a list of things. Okay. I didn't bring it up before the party because I didn't think I would be expected to split the alcohol bill. She just thought it was a
given.
Non-issue. It was a given.
I guess.
All right. She goes on to say, I am not a bridesmaid as I'm not invited to the wedding. It's common in our country, though. Also, we're Polish and we like to party with lots of alcohol. Okay.
Okay.
I said in the beginning that I'm not going to drink, so everyone knew that in case that wasn't a given, you know, because she was pregnant.
Yeah, no, I mean, some people drink when they're pregnant.
Not recommended. I'm not grumpy or petty about not being able to, quote, party because I'm pregnant. I had a blast and I'm very happy about being a part of the party despite my condition. And the last point she makes is her condition.
It's a disability. Did you see Cardi B's trial?
Dude, it's so... Her on the stand is like, I'm living for the clips.
When were you disabled? I was pregnant. 13 weeks.
I mean, you're probably real sick sometimes.
I loved it. It was hilarious.
Okay.
Onward. I mean, yeah, that trial. She's suing her for like $24 million. It's a joke. Okay.
I don't think I know the details of all of that. We'll have to talk later. Okay.
It's also messy.
The last point, the girls bought a lot of, quote, good alcohol, and some of them took what there was left over home.
Hell no, I'm not paying for anything. Don't Venmo them.
So those are her updates.
I also, I'm going to be honest, I know you said it's common in your country, but I'm not invited to the wedding. I'm not paying hundreds of dollars to celebrate your wedding on a trip, but that's just me. And maybe I'm petty. I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
Cultural norms.
Everyone's different, but
yeah. Everybody's different.
Nope. Not me. Not me.
There you go. Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Disheveled. All of us.
Disheveled. Especially me.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for getting us this episode in.
It was so fun.
It was a disheveled struggle.
No, it was a good team effort.
We made it happen, people.
We did it.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah,
proud of us.
We did it.
All right. We will be back. I promise.
It's just a random surprise. Every week.
It's a good
one.
Here
we go.
Say a little, you know, a little wish, send it up to the universe, a little prayer, and just you never know what you're going to get on a fine Wednesday morning.
Yeah. And
or not.
You have been out of town here in Minnesota for several weeks, which may be a contributing factor to the lack of Father Knows episodes.
Sorry, guys.
We're all hanging out together.
So,
sorry.
Like I said, we'll be back. We appreciate you. Please like, follow, subscribe, stick with us, and write in. Now's the perfect time to get all your write-ins. All right. We love it. We appreciate it.
Let's go. I want to do the spooky episode with you guys.
Okay. Yes. You absolutely can.
Spooky.
October.
But we have to do the wedding episode first. I am dying to do that with your upcoming nuptials.
Just wait. We've got wedding drama, y'all. We've got wedding drama.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.